Detroit's defense held Washington to 35 rushing yards and 9 first downs on Saturday, and this time the film involved real names on both sides. The Commanders played Jaden Daniels, and the Lions answered with much of the defense that will open September. The 17-13 win at Ford Field came with DJ Reed back at his corner spot after a groin injury and making 4 solo tackles, per Avik Das at heavy, edge DJ Wanham getting home against Daniels, per Tim 20man at the team's website, and rookie edge Derek Moore, in his first game action after a groin strain, delivering a strip sack, per Das. Dan Campbell's post-game read, per John McAron at Sports Illustrated, the team got off to a shaky start, but overcame it, with a back seven that is much more evolved in coordinator Kelvin Shepard's pressure system. The rookie class kept giving the coaches things to say. Fifth-round cornerback Keith Abney II made 3 solo tackles, and rookie tackle Blake Miller's run blocking at right tackle helped the reserve backs to 169 rushing yards as a group, per Das. Defensive lineman Skylar Gill-Howard added a tackle for loss and drew the Knights' best compliment. Campbell called him explosive and violent, per McCarron. The quarterbacking behind Jared Goff, who sat along with Jahmyr Gibbs, Isaiah Pacheco, and Sione Vaki, was the wobble. Josh Dobbs started and went 7 of 12 for 74 yards with an interception and a fumble that Washington returned for a touchdown, and also ran for 53 yards, 50 of them on a third-down touchdown scramble, per 20man. Undrafted rookie Luke Altmyer went 9 of 13 for 86 yards, cleaner than his debut in Cincinnati, and Campbell's evaluation was that he just needs reps, per McAron. Backups against a mixed Washington defense filed as such, but the defensive side of the film was starter evidence, and it was good. The cornerback room supplied the week's full dramatic arc, all inside 5 days. Ennis Rakestraw was the standout of Monday's night practice, multiple pass breakups and an interception off one of them, per Nolan Bianchi at the Detroit News and Justin Rogers at the Detroit Football Network, via Candice Pedraza's camp tracker at Sideline Report. Thursday, he went down changing direction in coverage, a non-contact lower leg injury that had him walking off slowly, per Rogers. By Friday, the word was an ankle issue with no extended absence expected, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. Nick Whiteside, back from a hamstring, played Saturday and made 2 solo tackles, per Das. On the interior, the center picture stayed unsettled in a new way. Juice Scruggs returned from a soft tissue injury to first team work, per Jeremy Reisman at Pride of Detroit, while Campbell confirmed Tate Ratledge is taking center snaps as insurance. He's gonna have to be able to help us there, per the Detroit Lions podcast's recap of Monday's press conference, with Cade Mays's fractured wrist expected to cost him 8 to 10 weeks, per the same outlet. The injury ledger's real changes landed on offense. Sam Laporta was held out of Thursday's practice with a hip injury, per Rogers, new this week, and so far without any attributed timeline. Receiver Cedric Wilson Jr. hurt his knee Saturday, and it was the one injury Campbell declined to minimize. I'm worried on that one, per McAron. Jameson Williams missed the start of the week with a shoulder issue Campbell waved off. He's got a little shoulder, he's good to go though, per Josh Helmer at Lions Wire, and Vaki's absence Saturday was a back spasm, expected to be brief, per the Detroit Lions podcast. Defensive tackle Mekhi Wingo's exit from the Cincinnati game became a real absence. Campbell said he could be in concussion protocol, per Reisman, and Rogers listed him among the sidelined as late as Thursday. The standing absences can be said quickly, because they didn't move. Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch, the two starting safeties, went another full week without a practice rep. Joseph roughly 2 to 3 weeks from full participation, per Campbell via Pedraza's tracker, Branch projected for late September or early October, and Chuck Clark and Avante Maddox kept running those spots. Cut day is Sunday, August 30th, and reserve physically unable to perform, the designation on the table for both, costs 4 games minimum. Back in July, we previewed Detroit as a team priced at its December strength, a real bounce case attached to a September secondary that amounted to a scheme dare with no proven names, and we've been checking that red against camp every week. This week split cleanly along the preview's own lines. The dare sat there unimproved, both safeties idle with timelines pointing past cutdown, while the defense that actually showed up Saturday made its argument with corners and pass rush instead of the missing names. The bounce half of the case didn't lose anything it can't get back, but Laporta's hip is the first mark against an offense that had been spotless. What to watch? the reserve, physically unable to perform decisions on Joseph and Branch at Sunday's cutdown, which will put a hard number, four games or none, on the September secondary question, and whether Laporta practices this week or acquires a timeline. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.